Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get three bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jury selection is about to begin in the case against Adam Montgomery. This is the man who is accused of killing this little girl, his daughter, Harmony Montgomery, an innocent five-year-old who disappeared sometime between November 28th and December 10th of 2019, but was not reported missing until 2022. For all those years, no one knew where she was. No one even knew she was missing. To tell you a little bit about the environment in which this little girl had no chance in, with the monsters, which somehow bore this innocent, wonderful little child who did not have a chance at life. We're going to go through the story of Harmony Montgomery and the charges against Adam and the monster that Adam Montgomery is alleged to be. It's a story that, if you're sensitive to topics like this of child abuse, of neglect, of just being horrible, evil human beings, you may not want to dive too deep into, because we're going to get into just the type of monster that Adam Montgomery is. He's innocent until proven guilty on the murder of his daughter, but he's already been found guilty on two counts of being an armed career criminal, receiving stolen property and theft, which he's in prison for right now. And somehow, the United States judicial system thought, you know what? Where should we put little Harmony Montgomery? Mom's an addict. She can't take care of her. I know. How about Adam? He seems like a good choice. How that ever happened deserves a whole podcast unto itself. And our corrupt and sick system that we have that cares far more, I think, about pets than we do people sometimes. We're going to start by taking a look at Adam Montgomery and when he was initially sought out by police. Asking questions. Where is your daughter? What happened? And his interest mainly being in getting another cigarette and not wanting to talk to police. This is the moment that police caught up with him while he was sleeping in his car. You know, like good parents do. With a girl in the back seat. Wondering what's up. This is before the arrest on the career criminal charges and the stolen property. When he was still supposed to be taking care of his daughter. Police wondering, where is your daughter? She's supposed to be in your custody. Not so much the case. Let's take a listen and a watch at how that went down when police confronted him sleeping in the vehicle.
Ben's pulled asleep. Can we make contact right now?
Nothing.
Show me your hands.
You guys weren't caught at all, or you guys good?
Keep your hands where I can see them. Step on out.
You know, just another day.
Hey, keep your hands where I can see them.
What's going on?
What's your name, my man?
What? Adam.
Adam? You have anything on you?
No.
All right, come right over here.
What's wrong?
I'm just going to pat you down. Make sure you don't have any weapons. Put your hands on top of your head, okay? On top of your head.
What's going on, though? What's the problem, my friend?
All right. Who's this in the car with you?
My girlfriend.
How long have you been back in New Hampshire?
I don't know. For like a day or two.
A day or two? Where were you before you were here?
With her name.
Sorry?
With her name.
With her name?
Why, what's wrong?
Whereabouts?
In Carmel.
I'm sorry?
Carmel, Maine?
Carmel, Maine? Where is that?
It's up north.
It's up north?
Yeah.
You sure you don't have anything on you?
Yeah, I don't have nothing on me.
Crazy. I haven't seen you in a long, long time.
Okay, what's going on? So,
we got a couple detectives that are coming down to talk to you.
Okay. For what?
What's that?
For what?
Just, like, people are wondering where Harmony is.
Yeah, we don't want to talk to you.
That's something that you can discuss with them.
Can I just get a cigarette, please?
Yeah.
Note the cigarette. It seems to be an ongoing theme in this piece of human excrement's life. Can I get a cigarette, please? Who's in the car with you? Her name. Police continue to try to talk to him and ask, where's your daughter? You know, because that's, you know, something most of us parents would know. Where our 5-year-old daughter, although at this point she'd be 7 or 8, would be at. And if police come knocking at your door, if you're a responsible human being or sane or not evil, you'd have an answer to that because you're not a piece of shit like Adam Montgomery.
I'm not here to give anybody a hard time. I'm just trying to figure some stuff out.
Well, you keep coming to talk to me. I can't. You guys talk. I don't want to talk to
them. Oh, you can have that conversation with them.
I don't want to have that conversation with them. And I don't want to.
People are concerned about this.
I'm not talking to police about nothing. Am I under arrest?
Right now you're being detained, yes. Not under arrest, but you're being detained.
Okay.
Any particular reason you don't want to talk to them?
I don't talk to the fucking police.
What is that?
I don't. Should I call a lawyer?
I didn't want
to. Where's your phone at, my man?
Don't worry about it. But
oh,
am I under arrest?
No, you're not. You don't have any warrants
right now. All right, I got nothing to say.
Adam, yeah. Right? Montgomery?
Yeah.
Do you remember me from the Elliott Hospital from a while back, man?
Yeah, I got nothing to say.
Right. So, hey, man, the only thing we're trying to figure out is where Harmony is, okay?
Okay.
So, the concern is that you guys are the same. You're not in trouble. Nobody said you're losing your daughter.
Okay.
So I want to make that clear.
Okay.
So I'll, you know, have my body came on, so just like everybody else is being on the report. So you just need to find out where she is. That's all I'm concerned about. I mean, you're not in any trouble right now that I know of.
Okay.
You have no warrants.
Okay.
So where's your daughter so we can check on her and make sure that she's okay?
Right now, I have nothing to say to you guys.
But that's not what I'm just asking
okay.
Where she is.
I have nothing to say.
So you don't care if your daughter's okay or not?
I do. I listen, I have nothing to say.
Is your daughter...
If I'm under arrest, you guys can arrest me.
I'm not saying you're under arrest.
Okay, I have nothing to say then.
So you just don't care how your daughter...
I do. Obviously, I do. My kid.
Yeah.
About all my kids. Yeah, but other than that, I have nothing.
I remember you talking to me about it at the Elliott, because when you were up there, you don't remember me, John.
Yeah, I do remember.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was there to help you out then.
I know.
I want to make sure you're doing okay.
I know you do. I know you are.
And I have a job to do. Like I said, you're not in any trouble. I'm telling you dead ass right now, you're not in any trouble.
Okay.
I care about how your kids are doing.
Okay.
My job is to check on kids. Right?
John, I appreciate that. I told you. I remember you from up there. I don't have nothing else to say.
He has nothing to say. All he wants is that cigarette. Can I get that cigarette? The theme continues as we move along with this disturbing story. It goes back to 2019 when Harmony Montgomery was last seen alive around Thanksgiving with her father, Adam, in Manchester, New Hampshire. Their family had recently been evicted. But Child Protective Services still thought, hey, this is a great place for this innocent little girl to be spending their life. According to Kayla Montgomery, Adam's then wife, he allegedly punched Harmony repeatedly in the face, causing significant injuries in 2019. Adam then claimed to drop Harmony off with her mother, Dawn Sori, but that was later proven false. He never dropped her off, and after that, she kind of fell off the face of the earth. Dawn, being the upstanding citizen that she is, never really raised any red flags about it, nor did anyone else in this circle. What a lonely, sad place that must be. I think this little girl was trying to survive. It's amazing she even got as far as she did in life, quite honestly, when these are the people that our society has deemed fit to be parents. So what exactly happened when he hit his daughter, allegedly, in 2019? Well, a 45-page affidavit was released earlier this year going into great detail about what exactly happened. And I'm going to say right now, this is a trigger warning because it is disturbing to think that any parent could do this to their child. Unfortunately, it happens all too often. And Adam Montgomery went too far. On December 7th, 2019, Kayla Montgomery told investigators that Adam had struck Harmony in the face, in the head, on three separate occasions because she had a bathroom accident. Why was she having a bathroom accident? Because she lived in Adam Montgomery's car. And kids, as they do, have accidents. Especially if you're not providing them with, oh, I don't know, a toilet. This happened while Adam was driving the vehicle. Kayla described that Harmony was in the rear seat of the passenger side, and while Adam was driving, he turned his body and delivered sets of 3 to 4 blows with a closed fist to Harmony's face and head on three separate occasions over the course of a few minutes. The affidavit goes on to say that Kayla stated that after the final blow, Adam said words to the effect that he felt something or heard something when he hit Harmony. And saying, quote, I think I really hurt her this time. Adam Montgomery allegedly said this. His wife recalled him saying, I think I did something. You think? Kayla Montgomery eventually told police that Harmony made a moaning type of noise for about 5 minutes before the sounds of the child finally stopped and she died. During this time, however, Kayla Montgomery said no one in the car checked on the injured girl or sought any kind of medical attention. Why bring attention to your upstanding addict lifestyle in that car? After the violence, Kayla Montgomery told investigators that the family returned to the parking lot of an apartment complex where they'd been parking their car for quite some time since being evicted. They sat there for about 20 minutes, according to that affidavit. Again, no one checking on Harmony. In a second interview, she said that she and Adam had used a combination of heroin and fentanyl that day. After leaving the apartment parking lot, the car broke down sometime around mid-morning, and that's when the couple discovered that Harmony was dead. Kayla stated that Adam went to the trunk of that vehicle, removed clothing from a black and red Under Armour duffel bag, and placed her body into the bag. Kayla stated that at no point did either of them have any conversation about getting any type of life-saving measures on Harmony. Adam simply put Harmony's body into the bag, walked it back to the parking lot of the apartments. You know, like good dads do. Harmony stayed in the duffel bag for several months, according to Kayla. Adam thought it fit to just keep taking her around like a piece of luggage. They still do not know where she is today. She said that eventually the bag began to leak and emitted an odor. So Adam, being the genius that he is, decided to put a trash bag over it before hiding it inside a vent shaft in the ceiling of a bedroom. Detectives later would find that vent shaft along with the vent and stains indicative of decomposition. It's extremely hard to understand how a parent could do this, go that far. And then eventually he puts her into a freezer when he worked at a dishwasher and a cook at a restaurant. In another interview, Kayla Montgomery admitted the girl's body was transferred to a smaller bag at a shelter. This is going on for months now. They're carrying around the body of this little girl. She told police in graphic and macabre terms how Adam Montgomery used 20 pounds of lime to try to dissolve some of her daughter's frozen body while squishing her flesh. And how she, Kayla, helped cut away the young girl's clothes to make the body fit inside the tote bag. You know, just like all lovers do to help out the ones they care about. Eventually, Kayla Montgomery said her husband rented a U-Haul truck to dispose of Harmony's body. Multiple other witnesses confirmed that Adam Montgomery rented the truck in early March 2020. To date, the girl's remains have not been found. And I'm not even giving you all the details of that affidavit because there are other disturbing pieces in here that go so dark and beyond human dignity that I'm not going to even say them about what Adam and Kayla found appropriate to do to try and cover up the murder of Harmony Montgomery. And after doing all of this, Adam gets to sit down with police a couple years later, in August of 2022. After we saw that video there of them confronting him in the car, they eventually get to sit down with Adam for a conversation and try to get to the bottom of where is Harmony. And the most disturbing part of this video to me is not the fact that he killed Harmony Montgomery, his own daughter, but the fact that he doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to have any sort of regret or remorse, just simply, I'm not going to talk about it. I'd like a cigarette. What is missing in this person's soul that allows them to conduct themselves like this? Here's one of those pieces of that police interrogation.
Before we go forward, can we get a cigarette in here?
So, there's a sensor in there. So I'll work on getting you a cigarette at some point. I can't promise you one right now, just because the room we're in, and if this starts going off, I don't want to flood the building, you know what I mean?
It's like they're going to go off.
That thing will. Yeah. The sprinkler. So, but at some point, we'll work on getting you. I know we have cigarettes in here. I know where they are.
Hey, you carted your daughter around in a duffel bag and eventually, allegedly, cut her up after she started leaking out of a bag. But hey, can you get a smoke up in here? I don't think I could ever be a police investigator. It would be far too difficult to not pull out your service revolver and put it in someone like this mouth and pull the trigger. It really would. I don't know how I would not do that, especially if you had all of this knowledge of the allegations against Adam Montgomery. Here's more from that interview.
I, you know what, man? Like, I don't even want to talk anymore. Like, this is just beating around the bush, man. It just seems a little too silly to me.
Well, I'm trying to figure out who can substantiate your claims that there's, like, you're not this, like, monster of a person that either DCYF made you out to be, or your family who you didn't get along with, or whoever. So that's why I'm trying to, like, let you kind of speak your piece about all that shit, you know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying. I just got nothing else to say, man.
And you know what?
No, oh, yeah. And like, I just don't want to sit there and, like, can I smoke another butt?
Sure.
Can you smoke another butt? Being silent worked for him for years, so why would he not keep going with it? Our child welfare system took nearly 3 years to catch up with this case, to realize, hey, this little girl is missing. And all he can do is be concerned with where he's going to get his next cigarette.
Why is it that you refuse to talk about her every time we bring her up?
Because you guys are just sitting here beating a bush. It's over and over. You guys asked me what happened the other day. I told you what happened.
You wouldn't tell us the other day.
You guys talked to me the other day. I explained to him what happened the other day. And now, it was just a charade. Yep. No, don't worry about it. You're not under arrest. And I'll come up with some fucking bullshit.
They didn't arrest you.
No, the other day. No, but then you had a fucking SWAT team roll up on me and the fucking D-Tex follow me around for the last 3 days.
Yeah, people are coming out of the woodwork. That's what we're trying to tell you. Like, we don't want you to be painted as a monster. We want you to maybe explain yourself a little bit and give us some side of your story. We have nothing. We have just what we're hearing from people. $40,000 can drag a lot of people out, whether you believe you're your friends or not.
No, I bet
it's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, I know it is. Absolutely,
so
it is.
That's what we're trying to get. Now's your time. Like, you keep locking up on us. You don't want to tell us anything about her.
No, I got nothing else to say.
It's got nothing else to say. Suppose if you had the gall to do that to your child, you probably don't have anything else to say. Here's one more piece from the police interrogation of Adam Montgomery.
I want to bring her home, and I can't do that without your help. Dude, I can't do that without your help. Help, hey.
The thing is, he knows there's no one to bring home.
Please. All that's all I'm asking for. I can't sleep until I know that she's okay. And I know that you know where she is or what happened to her, but I can't do it without your help. And if you don't want to look like this fucking animal, because I don't think you are. Not that I don't think you are, I know you aren't. But I can only do so much for you, man.
I know.
I'm begging you to help me. Because as much as you're hurting inside, I'm also hurting inside. And I don't know how you can sleep at night because I'm sure it's eating the shit out of you. Am I wrong?
I think you are wrong, officer. Some people simply don't have a soul. Some people are capable of doing these horrible things to their own children. And then when charged with a completely different crime, are able to stand up in court and say this.
So I understand that I was found guilty by a jury, and I'm not here to dispute that at all. The only consideration that I ask of you this morning is for you not to consider anything as it relates to the case regarding my daughter Harmony. I did not kill my daughter Harmony, and I look forward to my upcoming trial to refute those offensive claims. Probably won't believe me when I tell you that I didn't wake up one morning and choose to become an addict. I don't want to be an addict. And I will spend my time in prison utilizing it to the best of my ability to change things about myself. I could have had a meaningful life, and I blew that opportunity through drugs. But I loved my daughter unconditionally, and I did not kill her. Please don't consider anything that relates to those charges. Only consider the facts to this case.
I like how he conflates being an addict with somehow not killing his daughter. I didn't grow up one day when nobody wants to be an addict. I can agree with you there. I'm sure you didn't grow up one day wanting to be an addict. I'm sure you didn't grow up one day probably even wanting to have a child, is my guess. And then when you did, and it turned out the addict mother couldn't take care of it, then somehow the state thought you were the best fit. You probably didn't want that either. And you somehow decided, oopsie, after I beat the shit out of my daughter, she's dead, let's carry her around in a duffel bag. You did think that was a good idea, though. Got a really weird way of thinking there, Adam. And the time you're going to spend in prison bettering yourself, helping society, helping those around you. Yeah, I don't think that's really something anybody, I don't think anybody would want your help, Adam. I think all anybody really truly wants in this case is if the state's not going to do its job, which it clearly did not do in protecting Harmony, maybe the prison system can do its job. They can find justice that way by eliminating you off of the face of this earth. As of our recording on this today, the 6th of February, 2024, jury selection has begun. In the case of Adam Montgomery, we will have complete coverage for you right here from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold, win big.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.